U.S. President Donald Trump has defended his 2016 real estate project in Russia while he ran for president. The justification came after his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, on Thursday admitted lying to Congress about Trump Organization's plan and the extent of Trump's involvement to develop a massive skyscraper in Moscow. Cohen said that he lied out of loyalty to Trump. Following Cohen's guilty plea, Trump called for an end to an illegal hoax investigation into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. In tonight's debate, we'll discuss how big of a deal is the latest Cohen guilty plea legally for Trump, and what would Robert Mueller's next move be. Stay tuned.
President Donald Trump has once again come under pressure as his former lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. Cohen entered a guilty plea deal in federal court in Manhattan to one count of making false statements to both the Senate and House Intelligence Committees in an investigation by lawmakers into whether Trump's campaign worked with Russia to sway the 2016 U.S. election in his favor. Last year, Cohen submitted a written statement to Congress saying all efforts related to a Trump Organization real estate project to build a skyscraper in Moscow had ceased by January 2016. However, he has now admitted that these efforts continued until June 2016. The admission drew Trump's harsh reaction.
He was convicted of various things unrelated to us. He was given a fairly long jail sentence, and he's a weak person. And by being weak, unlike other people that you watch, he's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
Trump then made contradictory remarks about the property deal, but later reiterated his innocence in connection with the project. The Republican president said he had very legal conversations about building the skyscraper in Moscow and mocked scrutiny of his Russian business exploration as a witch hunt. Cohen's admission could represent one of the most significant advances so far in the work of special counsel Robert Mueller. Since last year, Mueller has been investigating Russian alleged meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Trump's legal team insists the president is cooperating with his probe to an unprecedented degree. But the president continues to rail against the special counsel. A month ago, it was widely speculated that Russia probe might be wrapping up its final stages. Now the investigation appears to be taking a new turn. Which was essentially, I guess, more or
less of an option. Well, joining us for tonight's debate, we've got editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Mike Harris, who's joining us from Phoenix, Arizona. And also, we're joined by author of House of Trump, House of Putin, The Untold Story of Donald Trump and the Russian Mafia, Mr. Craig Unger, who's joining us from New York. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Let's start off with Mr. Harris in Phoenix. Mr. Harris, what does this latest Cohen confession mean, and how big of a deal is the guilty plea for Trump? Legally?
Well, we don't know yet. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. We're only talking about a six-month variance in time from January till June. So I don't know how impactful it's going to be on anything. I think what is more revealing is out of the Mueller team today admitting that the purpose of the whole probe has been to get indictments against Trump, not to find Russian collusion. And that's the other thing, is they're looking in the wrong place. The Russian government had nothing to do with collusion. There's other sources out there, Russian oligarchs out there, for instance, to look at instead. But that's it's a much more difficult problem. And truthfully, I don't think this is going to be a major issue for Trump at all.
Let's bring in Mr. Unger from New York. Mr. Unger, add anything you'd like to the statement made by our guest in Phoenix. And also, we know that this is the first public evidence showing that someone inside the Trump Organization reached out to the Kremlin, and he's admitted to lying about it. What are the legal risks for Trump at this point?
Well, I think it's absolutely devastating. This shows reaching direct contacts with the Kremlin at an extraordinarily high level. That is, Cohen was reaching out to Dmitry Peskov, who usually identified as Putin's press secretary. In fact, he's much, much more than that. He is Putin's right hand. And here you have Trump denying and lying about very crucial material, denying it to the American people in the middle of a presidential campaign. So I think this is devastating. And I think it's also just the first of many revelations that are about to pour out. Michael Cohen goes way, way back. He's been close to Felix Sater, who's another Trump colleague and who worked with Michael Cohen on it, on these proposed deals with Russia. They both have ties to the Russian mafia. And you can see potentially, I think, what will start to come out is a whole history of money laundering. That is, that the Russian mafia was using Trump real estate to launder vast amounts of money. And I think you're going to start that door being opened very, very soon.
Mr. Harris, Mr. Unger thinks that the news is devastating. Obviously, you think differently from Mr. Unger. What would you like to say to him?
Well, I think that like I stated earlier, the Mueller investigation has been looking in the wrong places. I don't think the Russian government is really the issue that's been where the collusion has taken place. Now, if you look at what they're calling the Russian mafia, let's call it what it really is, it's the Khazarian Jewish mafia in Russia, because these are not Slavic people, so you can't call them Russian. They may hold a Russian passport, but they're not a Slavic, genetics, a Slavic people. So those people, now, part of this understanding is that there is a global, transgenerational, transnational criminal enterprise out there that passes itself off as via the Jewish religion. And this is what is stumbling here. You look at the problems that Trump is going to have. There's obvious ties to organized crime with Mr. Trump. You look at his ownership of a casino in Atlantic City. If I try, you have to be tied in order to be able to buy the real estate, to be able to work there. So that's one issue that Trump has. His daughter married a crime boss, Kushner. His father is a crime boss in New Jersey. He controls real estate. You can't pitch a tent in New Jersey without without paying this guy's dad off. There are issues there, but it's going to be really, really hard to trace and really hard to track because of the Jewish control of the banking system, the international banking system. That's what makes it so difficult to really pin this down. And that's why, this is going to be an interesting prosecution. So I'm just really concerned about that. I don't know which way it's going to go yet, but there are issues and they need to be addressed. I agree.
Mr. Unger, you were shaking your head there. What parts of that do you disagree with?
Well, it was just a few weeks ago that a man went into a synagogue in Pittsburgh and killed 11 Jews. And I think now we've seen the kind of, with your other guests, the kind of anti-Semitism that comes from Trump supporters who are spouting insane, fabricated conspiracy theories about Jews, Jewish banking conspiracies. That is not what this is about. We have Trump reaching out to Vladimir Putin's right hand for a project worth hundreds of millions of dollars. That is collusion. And for the president of the United States to have those kind of ties with the president of Russia is very deeply, deeply disturbing.
Mr. Harris, there were some revelations indicating that Putin was to get a $50 million penthouse at this very building at the Trump Tower skyscraper in Moscow. Maybe this is the Russian money trail that everyone was looking for.
Well, I don't think it was being given a $50 million penthouse, but access to a $50 million penthouse, and that remains to be seen. And tell your other guest, Mr. Unger, that I resent him saying that I'm anti-Semitic. That's nonsense. What I'm anti is organized crime level, whether it's Semitic or not. There's just that there's so many Semitic people or Jewish people who are involved in money laundering and organized crime globally. That's the issue. It's not about a religious issue like that. That's nonsense.
Mr. Unger, would you like to add anything to that?
Well, I think he's distracting things with crazy conspiracies. There's a real trail of evidence here, and Robert Mueller is putting it forth in court documents that are now being released. BuzzFeed had a fascinating revelation yesterday about the $50 million gift that was planned to be given to Vladimir Putin, the $50 million apartment that was meant to be a gift. Not to be bought. And for the President of the United States to have those kinds of ties with Russia is ridiculous. Trump has said again and again, I have no ties to Russia, no ties to Russia. In my book, I gave at least 59 ties to Russia he had. And if your guest wants to harp on that a few of them are Jewish, fine. That's not the real conspiracy. What we see again and again is Trump being bailed out by Russia. He was $4 billion in debt, and the Russians came to his aid and made him rich again.
Mr. Harris, let's look at this from a different perspective. Many experts are saying that even if the deal is not illegal itself, the fact that the president lied about it is. What do you think?
Well, I am an advocate for honesty at every level, and this is no exception. I'm one for complete transparency, so I don't know what to make of this yet. Allegations are not proof. But let's talk about Mr. Mueller, because Mr. Mueller does not have clean hands at all. He was the facilitator for the Uranium One deal, again with Putin and Russia. He also has involvement with the 9/11 cover-up, that he destroyed the crime scene after the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. The videotapes of the cruise missile striking the Pentagon still haven't been released. So you can call these conspiracy theories if you want, but the way to debunk them is to have Mr. Mueller, whoever has possession of these tapes, is to release them now. Mr. Mueller is a dirty guy. His job is to serve as the hatchet man for the deep state and to keep the entrenched interest in Washington where they're at and have no change. Trump comes on as a reformer and an agent of change and to try to reverse the globalist agenda, and everybody wants to find flaw with that because they have their own vested interest to protect. That's what Mr. Trump is bumping up against here. They'll go to any extreme to prevent him from changing the globalist agenda back to a nationalist agenda, which is what the American people need and deserve.
Mr. Unger, apart from the fact that Donald Trump lied to Congress about the timeline of this project, what's also illegal is the fact that Trump lied in his written responses to Robert Mueller just a few weeks ago. I think at this point that will weigh heavy on President Trump's shoulders.
Absolutely, and I mean, I think the dam is about to burst, and we're going to see when the Democrats take over in January. There are going to be subpoenas flying like crazy. There will be a real investigation in money laundering. I think what your other guest is just not paying attention to is stuff that I have reported on and others have reported on as well. But as early as 1984, Donald Trump's real estate was used to launder money for the Russian mafia. And he can rant about Jews as much as he wants. That's not what this was about. This was the start of an operation in which Donald Trump eventually sold 1,300 condos through all cash purchases through anonymous shell companies. And those are the tip-offs for money laundering. So we see this going on again and again and again. We see Trump going $4 billion in debt in Atlantic City. And after that, in 2002, a real estate firm called Bayrock moves into Trump Tower, starts partnering with him, starts putting up money, changing his whole business model, where they're raising hundreds of millions, billions of dollars for Trump Towers all over the world and licensing his name. He risks nothing and gets a part of it. And Russian money flows through all these projects, both in financing the projects and in purchasing the condos. That is a big money trail. I go into it a great deal in my book, but it's out there. It's real. Mueller has it. Those are factual. There are court records about it. I don't know what to say. People can, a lot of Trump supporters are just in denial.
Mr. Harris, according to the Cohen confession, Trump's family was also in the loop. What ramifications do you think this will have for Trump's inner circle?
Well, if what the other guest says is accurate, and if there is evidence of money laundering, and this can be proven, then everybody who's got dirty hands needs to do some time. There's no arguing with that. By the same token, we need to have both sides need to have clean hands as well, and Mr. Mueller certainly does not. And so there is There is deep dysfunction within the U.S. right now. And many of us who are Trump supporters were hoping that Trump would bring some sanity back to U.S. policy. But there are some flaws with Trump's policy. His policy towards Israel and the Middle East is completely flawed. The policy towards Ukraine is deeply flawed. But let's just see where these things go, because so far they haven't gone anywhere.
Mr. Unger, is there going to be any shrapnel for the inner circle of Donald Trump at this point?
Within the White House, or I think there'll be many more indictments. I think there are going to be more. There may be more charges against Paul Manafort even today. I'm sure that Mueller has a few more surprises before the end of the year. And again, as I say, when the Democrats take over in January, everyone's going to be subpoenaed before the House committees. The Democrats now have a weapon. They have been without any weapons until now, when the Democratic Congress takes charge. Now they can start to have subpoenas and nationally televised hearings.
Mr. Unger, there is an old saying that goes, follow the lies. Why the lies at this point? Right now, Trump is defending the whole scenario. Then why were there lies to begin with to try to cover up this whole deal?
He's lying to cover up. He's lying to save his, save himself. I think it's as simple as that. When it comes to credibility, there's been, he spouts dozens of lies every day. Why his supporters put up with that, I don't know. But he said again and again, he had zero contact with Russia. In my book, I found 59 contacts with Russia, and I list them and name them, and I give documentation. And I know that there were many, many more, and now we see they go even higher than I thought in my book.
Mr. Harris, what do you think about lie after lie for covering up, not just at this point, the Russia deal, but I think that maybe many believe we're just scraping at the surface here.
Well, we're going to find out. As Mr. Unger has said, if the Democrats get in there and they conduct hearings, which they've threatened to do, these things will become self-evident. They'll become apparent. However, we have an imbalance in our government that the Democrats can get away with bloody murder as far as breaking the law and doing things with no consequences. And so both sides need to be taken into account. We need honest government in this country. We haven't had that since 9/11, let's just say that, maybe even longer ago. This country is deeply dysfunctional right now. Our government is absolutely corrupted. And anything we can do to clean house on both sides of the aisles is welcomed by the American people. That's really what we want. And that's why we supported Trump, because we thought he would bring in a way to clean out government. His motto was, let's drain the swamp. Well, if he's part of the problem, and if he's bought off by organized crime, money laundering, then everyone needs to be taken to task on this. Not just Trump, but both sides. The whole Clinton Foundation investigation. Nothing has been done about that, when that is a glaring open sore on the body politic here.
Mr. Harris, I know you're not a big fan of Robert Mueller, but let's bundle up all the material that he has at this point. What can he do with that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what he has. I don't know what he doesn't have. They're operating with a great deal of secrecy here. If Trump has been laundering money, then take him to task on it. I have no issue with that. But the reason I supported Trump and still do is because of what he wants to do, the positive incentives for this country, to bring manufacturing back, to bring border security, to get the illegal aliens who don't belong in this country out. These are all things that will benefit the American people greatly. And the globalist agenda needs to be reversed. And that's really what's going on here. And you have to remember, globalism is communism. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Mr. Unger, what do you think about the issue? What can Robert Mueller do at this point, or what should he do with the material that he has at hand at this point?
Well, I think he probably already has filed sealed indictments in various places. And I think he's going to, at some point, I hope, and sooner rather than later, a full report will be released. Plus, other documents. I mean, we're in the middle of an ongoing, very fluid drama with the recent appointment of Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker. And it seemed clear that he was put in to try to stop the Mueller investigation. And so far, he's been ineffective because we saw the release of enormously important papers just yesterday. So if the Mueller investigation is allowed to go to a conclusion, I hope he'll proceed as swiftly as possible and be released. And I think I hope the appropriate people are charged. But I can say you can look for indictments possibly against Roger Stone, possibly Jerome Corsi, possibly even Trump's children, including Donald Jr. and Ivanka. And it seems to me the circle is closing in around Trump. And at some point, he will be trapped.
Mr. Harris, I think a solid question at this point is, why are the confessions surfacing now? And will there be any more damaging ones for Trump?
Well, again, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but I'm puzzled as to why they're wasting their time on a guy like Jerome Corsi. Why are they wasting their time on Roger Stone? You know, they're Trump supporters, and it seems, from my perspective, that Mueller is going out to damage anyone who has been a Trump supporter in any way. Certainly, General Michael Flynn, you know, an American patriot, American hero, did nothing wrong. And you know, the FBI said that he didn't lie, but yet they found a method to indict him. I mean, you know, what Mueller is doing is insanity, and it's an abuse of process at the highest levels. And this is absolute prosecutorial abuse on that side. And you know, if, like I said, if they have something that's legitimate against Trump, let's see it, because so far there's been no evidence.
Final thoughts from you, Mr. Unger. Why are why are these confessions surfacing now, and could there be more on the way, more damaging ones for Trump and his inner circle?
Because the people in question are facing the rest of their lives in jail, and they have to make a deal with Mueller, and that's the way a good prosecutor works. And going after people like Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi makes perfect sense, because you see the direct trails from the Trump campaign right to Russia through WikiLeaks. And WikiLeaks was working for Russia. Roger Stone and Corsi were in contact. They had advanced knowledge of the release of those. There's strong evidence that there was collusion, that the Trump campaign was working with Russia.
All right, that's all the time we have for tonight's debate. I'd like to thank my guest, Editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Mike Harris, joining us from Arizona. And also special thanks to author of House of Trump, House of Putin, The Untold Story of Donald Trump and the Russian Mafia, Mr. Craig Unger, joining us from New York. And also special thanks to you, our viewers, for staying with us. It's good night for now, and see you next time, everybody. Bye.